Hello there, and welcome to my podcast for March 11th, 2006. You might notice that it's now 2:37 a.m. But then again, you might not notice that. Depends when this gets published or whatever. It took a little longer than I was expecting it to. I should have known that, though. These things always do. Missed all of Conan O'Brien's Big Finland show. Wanted to see that, but, you know, just had to bang this out and try and get it done. And, it, you know, to be honest, it seems like he's been milking that for a while. You know, we get it. You look like that woman. That's fine. Moving to my new apartment on Sunday. Pretty excited about that. Gonna have my friend EJ help me out, because I can't really do much of anything. Not supposed to lift anything over 10 pounds, which is basically a newborn. So, you know, I'm weak. I'm fragile. So handle me with care. Tonight I was planning on seeing Knife Fight, which is a long-form improv group. My friends are in, Ed Galvez, Amanda Scott. But here's the thing, is I thought they were going to be at Improv Olympic, or as it's called now, IO West. But instead they were at some place in Santa Monica, and I'm not driving to Santa Monica, no offense, but, you know, I'm not going to do it. So consequently, I didn't end up doing much tonight, except trying to set up my podcast. Got a fancy headset at Office Max, so that was pretty exciting. I have to say, overall, podcasting is not very easy. It's kind of confusing. I'm not sure this is right even now. I could be just talking to myself. You know what? I am talking to myself. The question is anyone ever going to listen to this? Probably not. There's just a lot of things here. I mean, you think it's like, okay, I'm just going to go. I'm going to talk into a microphone. I'm going to put that on the internet. But, you know, you got to record it. You got to edit it. You got to host it on a site. I'm using Feedburner. Then you got to have, you know, these little ads all over your blog. Yeah, well, I skipped a step because I actually did the whole thing with my regular blog and then realized that was wrong. Had to go back and start a new blog just for this and restart everything. And then I had an icon so that, you know, when you play it in iTunes, there's a little picture of me. That doesn't work. And I have no idea how I'm supposed to fix it. There's no way. iTunes explicitly says you can't fix this through us. You've got to go fix it, you know, at the source or what? I don't know. But there's nothing there about how to do that. So if anybody has any clue on how to fix this thing, I would appreciate it if you could send me an email, eric@hollywoodphony.com. I would appreciate that very much. Yeah, so it's 2:41. I'm up pretty late, but that's kind of how it's been since I got back to L.A. And pretty much how it's been since my operation. I don't know what happened, if they fucked up my brain or what. I really don't know. But this is pretty much the state of things for me. Coming up on the 1 year anniversary of my operation, which is pretty exciting if you have no idea who I am. I'm not really sure why you're listening to this, but if you happen to be one of the people who has no idea who I am, last March I went in for open heart surgery. my fourth open heart surgery. I'm 30 years old right now. My first one was when I was 9. And apparently they had to freeze my brain. Well, my dad had a point of contention with me because I've been going around saying they've frozen my brain, when actually all they did was cool down my brain. This is because they were going to cut the flow of blood to my brain, and if you don't cool it down, some might say freeze it, you can die. Well, you don't die, but, you know, you have brain damage or brain death or whatever. The truth is, you know, I don't want to argue with my dad here, but the truth is, they take your head and they pack it in ice, like a bunch of ice cubes, like it's in a cooler, like a couple of beers in a cooler. So maybe technically that's not freezing it, but you know what? I'm going to go around and I'm going to keep telling people they froze my brain. All right, well, thanks for listening. That's about it for tonight. Everyone have a good one, and hopefully, as I get the hang of this, things will get a little more interesting. All right, take care.